Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Unica Radio Podcast for the Life Project. My name is Liva, I'm the host of the podcast, and today I'm joined by Marco and Adrian, who are currently doing a civil service. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Liva, for inviting us.
Yeah, thank you, Liva.
It is great to have you here. Could you introduce with yourself and tell us what you are doing in your daily life?
Okay, I'm Marco Augusto Tuzzolino. I'm from Sicily, Palermo, but I'm living currently in Cagliari, in Sardinia. I'm a student. I'm on the last year of physics in Unica, but I'm also doing a civic service with TGM 2000.
Okay, my name is Adriana and I come from Sicily too. I study physics in Unica, and during my life I'm a scout leader, and I also do the unit, the streets unit, and I think that's it.
Thank you. Can you both tell me more about your volunteering experience? What kind of activities you have done before?
Okay, the first volunteering experience that comes to my mind now, it was probably last year when I had the opportunity to work with TDM, to volunteer with TDM 2000 to organize the Summer Week event. I was really interested in it because everyone was talking about it, like a lot of my friends were talking about it, and because it was like an event with more than 150 young people from all over the world, and that all wanted to discover Sardinia, to enjoy the summer life of it, and you know, it was really interesting because it's nice to have so much difference, cultural difference in all in one place. And I also wanted to know, like, how is it possible to organize such an event like that with these dimensions? Like, I want to learn. I want to have like some experience of it, you know? I remember also another one that was also before. A couple of years ago, maybe three, I had the opportunity to volunteer with some of my colleagues with the Plastic Free, an association that go clean like specific spots, specific beaches. I went in Poetto as well as I went in Cala Mosca, and we collected a lot of trash that was then thrown in the right place, basically.
I have had several experiences with the scout and different associations, like we do some activities with the elderly, with the people that have disability, but the most kind of these activities are with children, and the other activities was external at the scout association, but it was even say the same proposal, I don't know.
Since I'm here in Cagliari, I have noticed sometimes on the streets scouts, and during Christmas I remember they're going around with cookies. And can you tell more about these activities you do? What is the aim of it?
We do some activities for teach the children to use their hands, I don't know. So maybe we work with the wood or some materials, and they can use it for produce something new. But also during some periods, like during Christmas, they also go in the street and sell these things. So with the money, we can pay for the children that they can't pay for the activities. Like if we go to Assisi or something like that, we have the money for the children that can pay.
Thank you both for sharing and answering the questions. Now we will take a short musical pause and then we will come back. We are back to the podcast live. My name is Liva and I was speaking with Marco and Adriana. Can you please tell me more about the civil service, how this experience came into your life and why you decided to apply for it?
Okay, basically I did it because of my sister. My sister is currently living in Palermo, but she decided to do the civic service last year, and she really recommended it to me because it was for her like a nice experience, like a nice start of like working experience, but also having with some money, because it's not really working, but it's more like volunteering with a small pocket of money that they will give you back. But like the real important thing, it's about the working experience that there is behind. So basically I did my application, but then like in a place, in a with an association that was near my place where I stay. But then I saw that TDM 2000 was also like looking for people, for civic service people. So I decided to like delete my previous application and then apply with them, because I think like the most important, like the main problem of working, like for me at least, it's sometimes about like the people you are working with and also the environment you where you are working. Since I knew like how they work, I knew also who I had the possibility to work with. I decided to applicate with them since I know like they do things that I like, basically.
For me it's different because I already know about the civil service from high school, but I chose this year to do the civil service because I was thinking about my life and the stuff that that I already do, and I was thinking that I need some experience that could change in better my life and even to do something for the other people. So I chose the civil service because it was a very good proposal for me and even for the other people.
Thank you. And I agree that this kind of volunteering work can first of all improve your skill competence, and also it's a very nice way how to do changes in your local community. But for example, in Latvia, I don't have this kind of opportunity to apply for civil service, and I believe a lot of people don't know what it is. So if you had to explain to a person who doesn't know about the program, what could you say? What is the main objectives? What is this program about?
Okay, I think civic service was born after the Second World War to be as an option to be part of the military, to do the military service to people who refused the use of the weapon. But then the government decided to keep it as an opportunity for young people to do volunteering, and also they gave the opportunity like to gain some money. That's why the pocket of money. But the main purpose, it's volunteering. That's why like the pocket of money, it's not that big.
Yeah,
it's more a refunding.
I agree. I think it's an opportunity for young people for do something for their local community, and I don't know, start to know about the work world, and where you finish, maybe when you finish the university or between the university, you can do this opportunity for know about your sector, and even for do something for your community, and even for earn money, obviously.
Thank you very much for answering. And now we'll take another short musical pause and then we will come back. We are back to the podcast live. My name is Liv and I was speaking with Marco and Adriana, who are currently doing a civil service. Now, looking back at your volunteering experience, how do you think it helped you in your life?
Basically, my volunteering experience, I think, gave me a lot, like, also of working experience. because like it's not that different sometimes. But also it gave me the opportunity to meet new people, to meet new friends, to get in touch also with different culture, with the summer week. And I think it's some kind of that kind of experience that really change you. Change you, like the way you see the world around you, the way you act, the way you think. And I think that's it for my experience.
For me it's different because I started to do volunteering like when I was a child basically. So for me it's a thing that I am the person that I am now because I do all these activities. They really change me in better, and all the things that I do now, it's because I meet some people, I do some stuff, and they change me. So I'm really grateful for all the activities I do during my life.
It sounds very inspiring. Thank you for sharing. And do you think this experience has changed you in some ways?
It has changed me a lot because over the years we made commitments to improve our character and ourselves in general. So we take all these mini goals, and when you improve yourself, you change your personality, no? In better. So it changed me a lot.
And I thought this is a community where, as I understood, you are like not only working on yourself but also helping others.
Yeah, of course. There is different goals that you can reach, like for your personal character, for your something manual, or for help other people. And there is different goals that you can reach.
Thank you. I actually got very curious about this opportunity to be part of Scout. I would like to try it because it sounds very adventurous and interesting. Can you please tell me what is your plans for the future?
Okay, like in the near future, we are actually writing a solidarity project, which is like an opportunity that the European Commission gave to like young people to write project that will change like that will help grow like the local communities. So yes, we are writing together a project with Adriana, and we are waiting for the application that will open probably in May. So yes, we are waiting for that.
What will be the main aim and activities you are planning to implement in the project?
We have planned to go to some school for educate youngsters in sustainability environment, and after that we will write a manual of good practice, and also we will do some clean activities in Cagliari. And besides that, in my future I plan to do some non-formal education training courses, even for Scout, but for this project it's more for my background and for volunteering in general.
Based on the fact that you are so active in volunteering and you have a lot of experience, how would you encourage young people who are thinking about it to do volunteering in local or international level, but they are maybe afraid to do it?
I think the main problem of people that don't want to go abroad is because they think it's like a wasted year. A year that, his or her life go like frozen here in Cagliari because like he don't move forward, but he goes away for 1 year and that year is wasted. Okay, that is I think the most non-correct things like I ever heard. Because this year away gives you like a lot of experience that you wouldn't even imagine. It's not a year wasted. It's here when you grow yourself in a way that you can't even imagine, I think. Like, from my point of view, it's like that.
I completely agree with Marco, and even you can choose different options. Like, if you don't, if you won't start from civil service, then during a year you can choose different option, and I don't know, try the experience, because we already said that it's not only a thing for the other people, but it's a thing even for you, because you could improve in different aspect, you can learn different things, so it's not only a thing for the others, but even for you. And I think it's not a waste of time, because you are learning things in a non-formal way, but always you are learning. So
thank you very much for sharing. I am doing volunteering at the moment as well, and I agree that it's very useful way how you do spend your time and improve some competences and skills. And so I agree that people should not be afraid and try it. So thank you very much for sharing your experience and stories. I wish you all the best. And for our listeners, thank you as well for listening. And podcast now is over, and we hope to see you soon again.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.